Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. For those of you not impressed by CJ so far this season, do not count D'Amico Ryans among you.
Oh, now you got a first paint. Wait a minute now. He also said the offensive line was really good. D'Amico said, basically told you right up front, we ain't focusing on the negative plays. We're focusing on the positive plays. This was a press conference of positivity, and he wasn't going to stand for this negative foolishness of, you know, guys not getting blocks or whatever the case may be. His answers were all, I'm looking for the good things.
Well, okay, but so the good thing was taking Kenyon Green out of the game. That was the good thing, and then it was difficult at first to watch him back in there. I'm amazed. Okay, let's hear D'Amico talking about CJ yesterday.
You know, it's very impressive to watch, you know, CJ as a young quarterback. And I talk about his calmness, I talk about his confidence, but it truly goes back to what I said earlier about it's our entire team. It's just about executing, right? The plays that are called, being where we're supposed to be. And it doesn't matter who's the guy. He's not staring down one person. He's going through his progression. He's making the proper reads, and he's taking the guys that are open. It doesn't matter who it is, and it just goes to his vision, right? And when we have protection and him being able to make accurate throws all across the field. So, and can't say enough great things about, you know, CJ and how he's continuing to grow as a quarterback.
That's fine. I mean, that's great.
Listen, I would agree in this sense. I agree that we're just getting through these last couple of games and, you know, and throwing for yards and getting a win one of these last two games with the fire that he's been under. I mean, this is a different level, Lance, these last couple of games. It's a different level of pressure than anybody is seeing. The highest pressure rate this season is 60, and that was the Texans against Anthony Richardson. Well, CJ was at 57%. I mean, that's not much different. That is ridiculous how much pressure he is under right now. And for him to be able to find anybody without Nico these last couple of games, without Steph after, for the last quarter and a half, finding Robert Woods, finding John Mechie, finding Tank and getting the touchdown, I do think he's still a young quarterback, and he's dealing with the most pressure that he's ever seen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Now, I went back and watched every pass rep yesterday from the end zone angle. He had pressure, but I think it's kind of overselling it to act like he was just under. I felt like he was under much worse duress, true duress, against the Packers. I really did. I know the percentage it wasn't as high. But some of these pressures were, yeah, they got – so pressures are counted by next-gen data typically.
But you got to get rid of the ball early if there's pressure.
Yeah, and right? I think he is holding on to it a little bit longer. And I do think his pass – some of his ball placement and accuracy has been a little off this year. It's probably due to his feet not being set. Some of the mechanics have slowed down on him because it's – or have – kind of drifted away from him because of some of the pressure. So, yeah, the pressure has definitely – the increase in pressure has definitely had an effect on him. I don't think it's been debilitating to the point of, you know, concerning me that the C.J. Stroud's not going to be a really good quarterback. It's just there's a noticeable difference. I think teams have taken away the two deep stuff. I think not having Nico Collins has really hurt him. He looks more mortal this year. He does not, in all of the metrics you look at, he's not quite as impressive as what we were expecting, and yet I would rather have him over probably about three different quarterbacks, maybe four, but three different quarterbacks in the league, honestly. Maybe four. So I still am very – I mean, it's not really a problem. We're just talking about it on a sports talk show, nitpicking a little bit. I think it's true he hasn't been quite as consistent with his ball placement this year. I think some of it is his own doing, but the pressure's there too. All of that is correct with C.J. Stroud. Now, D'Amico Ryans, do we have sound of him talking about the offensive line, Dell? I don't know if you cut that one up. But he was unbelievably positive about the offensive line. And I think the line...
Well, the line sucked.
I think the line had some good reps in run game. I think they had good reps in a passing game on the edges. The guards got their... It got stuff pushed in. It was so... I mean, it was, Dell. It was training day. It was so bad. You had Grover Stewart, just did a number on Shaq Mason,
Alexander,
on Kenyon Green, no, Grover Stewart. And even the blitzing linebackers were knocking guys down. Like, man, guard to guard, it was rough to watch out there. It was rough to watch out there. And that's where the worst pressure is. You can generate pressure from the inside. You can ruin a quarterback. You can ruin his day. And because you discombobulate the pocket.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's where it was coming from. And that's where it was coming from last week, too, on those TE stunts. I mean, it was ridiculous. The end was just coming right up the middle. Mm-hmm. And it's that much harder on a quarterback when it's coming. Even Tom Brady couldn't handle it against the Giants. That's what beat him twice in the Super Bowl, was the Giants' ability to rush four and especially put the rush in his face, the pressure in his face, as opposed to when you don't see it. That's fine, but when it's right in front of you, it is. It's not only distracting, but it's difficult to find anybody when it's right in your face. And pressure up the middle is a quarterback. It's the worst thing that a quarterback.
You have to drop your eyes.
Everything.
You have to get out of the pocket.
You can't see over it.
Right.
I mean, all of that. All of that.
And that's where the Texans are giving up way, way, way too many pressures. You can't step up in the pocket. You have to spill out over the top, and now you're in serious danger.
So I would love to know why, with injuries that they had last year, with guys that are not even on the field this year, that they were better last year on the offensive line. Why is it when you've got the line that you thought you've paid your outside tackles, you drafted him 15th overall, the left guard, you paid Shaq Mason big free agent money, chooses a second rounder, you've spent so much of this capital on this offensive line, and look at it. Why was it better last year?
You think it was better? Let's listen to D'Amico Ryans, and we'll see if you actually are correct here.
For our offense, I thought, you know, overall, and we ran the ball well. Joe had over 100 yards rushing. He's continues to show up big time for us in the run game, the way our guys blocked up front in the run game, and the way they, you know, not only the front, but our tight ends, our receivers, everybody involved. Guys did a really good job of working to stay attached and finish there. In our passing game, though, we had a lot of really good reps in the passing game. CJ was able to make a lot of plays and go through his progression. I mean, full field read. So he's only able to do that with good protection. So we had a lot of great reps from all of our guys.
See?
Well.
John, I'm looking at pass blocking win rate. Pass blocking win rate. Did your protection hold up the way it was supposed to? How many teams are there in the league, John?
32.
I've got numbers between 1 and 32. Who do you think was the number one pass blocking win rate last year in 2023 in pro football at 84%?
Win rate pass blocking last year?
I don't think you'll get this, but some of it, it is what it is, I guess. Yeah, who was number one?
Who was number one last year win rate pass blocking? I would say Buffalo.
Yeah. How do you know this?
I just knew it.
No, you cheated.
No, I did not. I don't. I'm
how
not
the hell would you know Buffalo?
Buffalo.
Okay, where the Texans?
Because I watched Josh Allen, and he had time last
year. He did have time. Where did the Texans rate last year? That great year they had of protection of quarterback and keeping pressure off of them?
Probably middle of the pack.
22nd.
22nd.
Pressure, they won 55% of the time. They were 22nd in the league. So it maybe wasn't as great as you remember it at 22nd.
I do know I feel like CJ is being harried more than he was last year.
I do too. And I'm looking it up right now. Win rates, pass blocking win rates now. Let's see. The Houston Texans are 25th. So it's at 54%. So it's basically the same percentage, but it was 55% last year. It's 54%.
Why is D'Amico playing in my face right now?
Yeah.
Why is he playing in my face? Because, sure, through the course of a game, your guys are going to have some good reps. But over the you're not judged by going 55%. That's not good for an offensive line.
No.
You don't want to be in the 50% area when it comes to win rate. So why? Yes, you can look pick a couple reps. It's like the Dan Orlovsky thing when he's talking about a couple steps. Couple of reps for Anthony Richardson. Pretty good, right? Pretty good. It's the same thing here. Over the totality of a game, did your offensive line play well? Answer that question. Do you think they played well? Played well. They played so well, you benched the guy. Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You benched the guy.
But I think he's fully aware of what's going on with the criticism.
But don't play in my face.
Yeah, yeah. He's fully aware of the criticism. This was for the players. He's basically saying, I got your back here. And that's what he did. But we just have to understand, he's got his players back here. He can't possibly believe this.
You know, watching film, he's like, he's in their kitchen. You know he's in their kitchen.
Well, because he said, we got to get things cleaned up. He's talked about the offensive line over the last couple weeks. He knows it's not good enough. Now, you know, I saw some reps that were pretty good when they were being rushed standard.
I watched Kenyon. I thought in the fourth quarter he was much better than he was earlier.
I mean, if you try to rush him down the middle, he's fine. But it's when those games get started that he has an issue. And he had an issue in college, and I'm like, it'll be fine. They'll probably get it fixed. But sometimes those things don't get fixed. Yep.
All right, we got to fix this. We got to fix the Cougars' attendance. Let's go. They're taking on Kansas State on Saturday night. Well, actually, Saturday afternoon, 2:30. It's going to be a nice day. Let's get out there. TDECU Stadium. It's the blackout game. And a salute to heroes, okay? Wearing black for this game. It's Halloween. You know, Thursday night is Halloween, so we're gonna go with the black theme here. Getting ready for a nice afternoon against Kansas State. Little payback from last year. Kansas State took care of business against the Cougs last year. So how about a little payback? Let's go, Zeno. A little payback for the Cougs. Tickets starting at just $15. Go to uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS. They're playing better football. Did you see them beat Utah this week? Yes, 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 you did. Last-minute field goal, very exciting. Coug fans were there. Let's go. Let's fill it up. Tickets start $15. uhcougars.com/tickets or call 713-GO-COUGS. Come early, be loud, wear black, tailgate out there at TDECU Stadium, 2:30 kickoff. Let's go. Let's show our Cougar pride. Support the team. uhcougars.com/tickets or 713-GO-COUGS.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, we got some callers want to get in here. You got your opinions on the Texans or anything else, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. Chris in the Woodlands is first up. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show, as always. Hey, real quick, I was traveling on Sunday listening to the game on the radio, morons that call the game. When they put in Anthony Richardson took himself out and Flacco put himself in, you should have heard Andre and Mark talking about how watch the pass, everybody back up, they're going deep. Just because Joe Flacco was in, even though it was like, third and a mile, or fourth and a, what was it, third and a mile to get to the goal line. So, thought that was pretty interesting. But my real question was, what are the odds, I know we need help in the secondary, what are the odds that we could realistically in the first round go offensive line? I mean, I agree with you, John, like the offensive line looked atrocious. So I was just curious, Lance, what you thought on that. And then maybe, John, as a clarifying comment, specifically for myself, Gary, Dell, and all of us, what did you mean this week when you said U of H is a to act black or to maybe it's a black kind of game? So if you could just kind of clarify
so
I know how to go to the game.
It's a black
okay. Well, I wasn't sure what you meant. I didn't want to show up in blackface or anything like that.
Act black? Not, is that what you said in the spot, John?
It's a blackout. Blackout game.
For Gary, for Jacob, and for Dell. You like that he speak? You like that a white man from the Woodlands is speaking for you, Dell?
I don't mind
well,
where he's from.
Dell, should he show up in blackface because it's a blackout game?
I don't think at any point.
Jesus, I'm a commissioner, I just turned off that.
I don't think.
He
no
asked
matter,
it.
No matter what the scenario is, you should show up in blackface.
You, even if it's a blackout game?
Well, you can wear black. I think they're saying wear black clothing and not like FUBU. I mean a black shirt.
Oh, we should not go Saturday.
I'm just trying to inform people. When I say black clothing, I mean
not Sean John.
Not FUBU.
Oh, it's just
I mean
like
a
what
black,
you're wearing.
A black T-shirt
long,
or something.
Allen Iverson, long white T-shirt.
Yeah, whatever you
Birdman
think.
Long
shorts.
Whatever you think dressing black or acting black
okay.
it means.
That's not black.
That's not what I mean. That's not UH means either.
Oh, okay.
They mean wear black clothing, like
no,
actual the color.
Don't wear bling.
Well, you can wear bling. I mean, I don't think that's specifically black.
Wear whatever you want.
But don't.
What about a giant dollar sign?
Don't dress up, is what I'm saying.
Do what you like.
Wear a black T-shirt and a black
T-shirt,
UH hat or something like that. Yeah.
I would prefer a cornerback with the first in the first round, but Lance, you want an offensive lineman first round?
Well, let's let the board speak to us and the need speak to us. I'm not married to anything yet, but somebody
has spoken.
Somebody did ask me about this. Like, you gave Laremy Tunsil, unsurprisingly, is number 8 in pass blocking win efficiency. I was looking at those numbers. In the top 20, it only goes to 20. Titus Howard's nowhere to be found. I've already said my piece on that one.
Where's Kenyon? Not top 20?
Nobody from the Texans' interior offensive line made the top 30. So. And my guess is if you kept going down, they still wouldn't make it. The only way I think you draft a tackle is if you're willing to trade Laremy Tunsil for a first-round pick. If not, you really can't afford a deal. Like, you can talk. Everyone can talk all they
Tunsil's
want.
Tunsil's not the problem.
Talk tough. Tunsil's but Tunsil, not the Tunsil, problem. Tunsil's not jumping off sides. He's corrected the issue for the most part. Tunsil, I know you can say, he's leading the league. But he's only had, I think, 2 penalties over the last 4 games, and only one of them was a false start. So I'm okay with Tunsil. Tunsil knows how to play. He's a good football player, and it's hard to find left tackles. So I'm not actually in a big hurry to trade Tunsil. He's under contract. I think that guard play, you're going to be looking at guard play again, but probably not until the second round at the earliest. You're not going to look in the first round at that.
Another top pick on an offensive line.
You want to get it fixed? I don't care. You can draft him in the fourth round, but you better get somebody new in here.
Right. All right.
Don't you want somebody new?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe Patterson can stay healthy once. That'd be.
I don't want Patterson at guard.
Why not?
He's little. He's not good enough. If you want to play for a championship, the guy was on the bench. He was a second stringer. Like.
Well,
go get me somebody who can play.
He's better than the first stringer.
Go get me guys who can. I wouldn't know he's got a concussion after like 2 plays. Give me a guy who can. Give me somebody who can really play at guard.
I don't know. I saw him last year. He was on the field, and you know what?
He was fine, but then he lost his job to Juice.
Right.
And I mean,
he played pretty well last year.
I want good players. I don't want good at like hopefully good enough guys. Go give me somebody who can be an ass kicker. That's what Kenyon was supposed to be.
Well, but
not.
He doesn't have to be a first or second rounder. He could be a good player.
No, I want an ass kicker. You're right. He doesn't have to be, but do a better job of drafting then.
That's it. Who's next, Dell?
And frankly, develop him with technique. You know, the coach is going to have to do his job on this too. These twists, the twist stuff starts with
learn
coaching.
The man's name. Strouser. That's Strouser. The O-line coach. That's the guy Strouser. Who we can talk about slow, can talk about D'Amico, talk about those the players. What's Strouser doing?
Well, you got to, when it comes to twists, like there's certain ways, the Texans, the way they set, you know, some teams will take more, they'll take a little deeper sets so that you can't play the games right up front and cause so much
trouble. Well, whatever, just do
trouble.
It. Whatever,
yeah, well,
because I've never seen a team that gets so confused on a simple
since
twist.
Since week 1,
since
this has been going on.
Listen, ridiculous. We got to get to our man every Tuesday.
Well, Irv is first. He's been holding for 30
Irv has been holding for a while.
Minutes.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Because you guys don't respect
that's
the
our
callers.
Other man.
Irv, what's going on, Irv?
Deporte, gentlemen. I'll make it quick because, you know, we're short on time. Hey, Lance, you're the NFL draft expert, right?
Yeah, I am. I'm, well, the preeminent, yeah.
Okay. I was looking at this prospect. He plays for Pittsburgh State Gorillas. I think he's number 86, tight end. You might want to look into him.
Okay. Oh, no. I
Who
think
is
I know.
It?
Hold on. Okay. I mean, he wouldn't be calling with a real.
No.
With a real tight end, 86.
Pittsburgh State Gorillas.
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. No, sir. Have you looked at his name yet?
I mean.
I am not writing him up, even if he. He's a redshirt freshman. How hard did you come? Oh, it's Luke. It's Luke.
Devin Garrison?
No. Pittsburgh State, 86. Go ahead, John. You say it. I'm going to take a quick break.
Oh, yeah, John. Go ahead. Try it. Look it up and see.
See, La Raza's supposed to be down
Pittsburgh
with us.
State tight end Luke and see what first comes up.
John's, this guy's supposed to be down with La Raza's supposed to be down with us, and he's trying to get us fired before the Hall of Fame induction.
He's only a second-year player, so you don't have to worry about it. You better hope that guy crashes out, Lance.
I know. I cannot.
Well, you won't have
him.
To. You won't have to say his name. Someone else will if he gets drafted.
I'm not saying it on TV.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Well, somebody's got to say his name.
Pittsburgh State tight end.
I mean,
Luke.
His last game he had two catches for 66 yards and a touchdown.
Dell,
he's got five touchdowns as a redshirt freshman already. This guy's going to freaking get drafted.
It's Luke Naysayerman.
Ooh.
That's what I'm calling him.
You can spell it.
No, I'm not going to spell
you
it.
You won't even spell it?
Nope. Luke Naysayerman is what I'm calling
You're
him.
You're not even going to spell his last name.
Not a chance.
How do you spell it?
K-N-A.
No, it's not a K.
Naysayerman. That's what I'm saying.
John, you're going to have to look this guy up because we can't even say it. Dell's afraid to even spell a name.
I'm not saying it.
Luke Naysayerman. Naysayerman. What's so bad about Naysayerman?
Did you see it yet, John?
All he has to do is type in Pittsburgh State
tight end Luke 86.
Or Luke, and it'll come up for you. And then, John, you can figure out whether how you want to dance around this right before your Hall of Fame induction.
But please dance. You just saw it?
Not a chance.
Wow. I mean, that's aggressive, Luke.
Well, it's not his fault.
It's La Raza's fault for bringing it up.
And it's the family last name.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another show, as always.
Nice job. And
you would have thought that was one of the, what are they called? That fake scouting group that text that tweets you.
Oh, Mockingdale.
Now,
the Mockingdale.
This,
you think
guy
the Mockingdale
came up last year, didn't he?
No, that was
a high school guy.
No, it's Noah.
That's a Noah.
Oh, Noah.
Let a Noah know. Yeah. We'd have to call those kids naysayers from now on.
Why?
Noah naysayer?
Yeah.
How did you go this deep, Irv? That's what I want to know.
I don't know how he found that kid, but he found him.
This is just.
Go, Lance, he looks pretty athletic. You may have.
I know.
If he transfers.
He went from 208 pounds to.
What are they?
You know what?
Do?
He's probably going to end up in the portal.
If he transfers
to
a major school, yeah.
The dude's got five touchdowns already. Like, he's going to end up in the portal
at
Ohio State.
Oh,
I
can't wait to hear Herb Street and
Fowler.
And Fowler talking about him.
What about Gus Johnson?
Oh, Gus Johnson will. Gus
Luke,
Johnson, okay.
Please! Like, you know he's going to say something crazy.
He might go, Luke, please.
That's Gus. Gus is going to have something dialed up for you. Promise you.
Yeah. What? He's got to go to the Big Ten then, right?
Oh, yeah.
Joel
no, this
Klatt,
kid
yeah,
has. I can't believe.
Joel Klatt is going to stay away from it.
Historical.
I'm just calling him Luke. That's all.
Last year, he was 6'3", 201. This year, he's already 227. He's probably, I bet he runs like a 4'6", 440. He's going to keep gaining weight. He'll be 238 pounds. And then Oregon's going to go bring him in, or Penn State's going to bring him in.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. Nice job, Irv. That's where you took the show. Congratulations.
I can just imagine coaches calling up to try to weasel him out of the portal away from Pittsburgh State.
Hey, number 86.
Like, hey, 86. Hey, Luke, it's Coach Wesley here at Iowa State. Hey, I'm curious, How do you pronounce your last name? Okay.
That's exactly.
I know, Coach. I get this a lot, Coach.
No, I listen to whoever calls their games call it. It's exactly how you think it sounds.
No. God, no.
No, is it really?
Yes.
What can you do? It's his last name.
You got to say his last name. Well, I'm not saying it here, though.
Spell it, Dell, out loud.
No, you spell it.
I don't want to spell it.
Then why you want me to spell it?
Because you can technically spell it.
You're allowed to spell it, too.
You're allowed to spell it. I should be allowed to spell it.
I'll spell it. I
should
care.
Be allowed to
I'll
spell the last word.
Since we've been dancing around this thing for 5 minutes, I'll spell it. It's Luke, L-U-K-E.
Thank you.
That's fine.
No, but his last name is N-I-G-G-E-M-A-N-N.
Okay, so there's no R in there.
No, there's no R, but close enough when you say it out loud. You better be articulate as hell when you say his last name.
Why can't we call him Nijman?
Because that's not how it's pronounced.
Oh, that's actually, yeah.
I listened to it.
Well, it's because there's two G's, and that makes it a soft vowel.
And it's not how it's pronounced. I listened to one of the play-by-play calls.
Okay, play a call from the play-by-play guy on the air.
I got to pull it up.
You have to dump a play-by-play call?
No, that's not necessary.
And we got Silky Johnson on
hold. We'll get him on the other side.
All right. Right now, we got Hogue. H-O-G-U-E. That's how you spell Hogue, all right? With a silent U. Hogue Landscape Services. I'm looking at guys working right now, and at what they're doing is they're not just putting in flowers. They're not just putting in beds. They're not just putting in pools, okay? Or even basketball courts or pickleball courts or putting greens. They're designing backyards. They're designing the perfect backyard for you and your family. Okay? Do you have a little bit of room? You want that pickleball court? Are you guys crazy about pickleball? Because I know my kid would love it. Love it. We don't have the room for it. Okay? For a pickleball court. But if you do, and you want that pickleball court back there, I'm telling you, you want to talk about people coming over and loving your house, and you sitting out there cooking on the grill on the entire outdoor kitchen that they've designed with the television setup that they've designed and the lounge area outside with the pool, with the fire pit. Now, you could have just a little patio. That's okay. You should see, when you go to the website, you'll see a small patio that looks like it's $1 million, okay? Because they designed it perfect. You don't have to have a huge backyard. You need Hogue Landscape Services. That's all you need for it to look perfect. Hogue, HOGUELS.com. HogueLS.com. Tell Matt you heard it right here.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Reminder, Thursday night, watching the game. Texans playing the Jets. We're going to be up at Nick's place watching it. Giving away Coors Light. So if you want to hang out on Thursday night at Nick's place and watch the game, come on. It'll be fun. Let's go. We'll be hanging out there. We'll have fun. We'll drink some Coors Lights together. Lance won't be there because he's antisocial. He's not a good person.
Gotta
but
fly.
I'm a man of the people.
I'm flying there, flying back, getting my miles in, getting my...
I just feel like I feel like I'm just a better person than you are. I'm just.
I won't be there Friday at the.
A man of the people.
I won't be there Friday at the Hall of Fame thing either.
I know you won't be. You're just not.
Well, because I got a advertiser thing. I won't be at I'm gonna be at Zadig Jewelers.
Yeah.
So you are. You will be there for Saturday though.
Yeah, we're driving up Saturday morning.
Yeah, they'll be there.
All
the kids. Alex even flying in town to go.
Was he?
Didn't get an invite.
Alabama. Yeah, they got their fall break. It's called a fall break to get about 4 days off.
Oh. Well, I never needed a break to get away from college, but okay. Time to bring in Silky Johnson. He hates, so let's see what he hates today. Hey, Silky.
Hate, fellas. Happy hate day. I am calling because I am so appreciative for this one person to make it easy to hate on them. And I called about him last week, and he still needs to get pushed off, and that is Kenyon Green. What are we going to do with this guy, fellas? At one point last week, he had a 4.5 rating in PFF. What are we going to do about this guy, fellas? the last time I see the Aggies give up on somebody so quick, his name was Kevin Sumlin. I am done with this young man, and I don't know what to do. And speaking of hating, let's talk about my second hate of the week, and that is Anthony Richardson. At one point, he was 2 of 15. 2 of 15. The last quarterback I saw for the Colts that bad, his name was Jacoby Brissett. I don't know what I'm watching over there, but he is getting outplayed by somebody that is older than myself. It is time to let the Colt go to pasture. We are done with both Kenyon Green and AR. You guys have yourself a hate day. And for that kid whose last name you can't pronounce, I think it's in y'all's best interest to leave that alone. Mm-hmm. Y'all have yourselves a wonderful hate day. And hate, 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 hate.
You know who would not be a fan of that? D'Amico Ryans.
No.
D'Amico Ryans would not be a fan of Silky Johnson.
We're being positive, not negative.
Somebody asked D'Amico, how do you deal with somebody who's lost confidence? He said, you uplift them. You uplift them with positive words, and you try to coach them on their technique, this, that, and the other. His approach is to get better. Silky Johnson's approach is to hate.
And I don't want to call into question some of Silky's statements, but the Aggies didn't give up on Kevin Sumlin. How many contracts did they give him?
3.
Yeah.
He had a record for contracts, 3 and 4 years. The game got played. Kevin Sumlin played them like a funky piano, as King T once said.
Kevin Sumlin gave up on Kenyon Green, but the Aggies didn't give up on Kevin Sumlin.
No.
No. And they gave him a lot of money to leave, too. Yep. Yep.
I need people to give up on me like that.
I mean, being an Aggie coach, what's better, being an Aggie head coach or being a backup quarterback for life? Like, who had a better, Chase Daniel, Case Keenum, or any Aggie head coach, or Kevin Sumlin / Jimbo Fisher?
Well, I would stick with backup quarterback because you don't get the derision
that a failing head
coach gets, even though you're getting paid. Like, Chase Daniel gets paid, and over the course of a career.
Yeah, like... Actually, you're right. The backup
and no one hates him.
Yeah, nobody hates him. In fact, some people want him to play because somebody always wants the backup in, except here in Houston.
Speaking of Summy here, the question is can you bring back Lincoln Riley? And I think they owe him 90.
You mean bring 90. Back Lincoln Riley to USC?
Yeah.
God, that's been a disaster.
A disaster. I mean, Paul Feinbaum really went after him this offseason. And I was like, wow. That's a little rough. I mean, give him a little bit more time or whatever.
Yeah, but Paul goes anybody who was like former Pac-12 headed to Big Ten. Like those guys, he's going after all of them. But, yeah, he's really gone after Lincoln Riley. And you know what?
He's not wrong.
Paul got the dub on that one.
Yeah.
Lincoln's been bad. I think Lincoln's coaching has been bad. I think his decision-making, his time management. I remember watching they have tricked themselves off into 2 losses they should not have, and they did have that. And it's Miller Moss has not had the year that people thought he might. Well, some people like me thought he might have under Lincoln Riley. The legend of Lincoln has really that karma came back and got him after he got out of Oklahoma because he was afraid of the big bad SEC. You know what the Aggies do? They just stand there and win the SEC. I mean, not yet, but they kind of have won the SEC now.
Well, they've won over our hearts.
Yeah, they've won over our hearts and minds. And the Aggies have a fairly clear path to an SEC championship game.
Yes, they do. Well, got to beat Texas. That's all. I mean, they got to beat South Carolina this
week. Who's going to be the favorite in that game?
At home?
Wait. Who do they have? South Carolina and who else?
South Carolina, New Mexico State.
Well, that's a dub.
At Auburn.
Look, Aggies are going to lose one of these games.
No, they're not. No, they're not. They're gonna,
Auburn looked good against Kentucky.
And Auburn.
Roll Connor Wegman out.
Auburn's
going to
lose. Did you hear Hugh Freeze? He said, "Man, I am sick of this kid Pavia. He beat him at Liberty. He beat him at Auburn, and now he's got him again this week. When he was at New Mexico State, he beat him. When he was at Liberty, and he beat him at Auburn. And
Pavia's now he goes, a heckler. All he does is cover spreads.
That's all he does." And I'm going to tell you this. Did you see the Quinn Ewers stats? Quinn Ewers is awful, awful, awful throwing the ball down the field. He ranks, last season, he ranked 73rd, 34% completion percentage of passes that travel 20 yards. And the year before, he was 89th, 30%. He is not good. And that was with Xavier Worthy and A.D. Mitchell. So this year, he's captain checkdown. He'll complete 12 in a row, but none of them are past the line of scrimmage.
I'm not feeling it with Quinn. I mean, this is going to be really funny to see. It's going to be really interesting to see. The Longhorns, do you think Quinn gives you your best chance of winning? I think he still probably does, but
I don't know anymore.
He knows the offense the best. And you know,
when it comes to that game, the Aggies are going to be favored.
Well, you know what's funny, John? If you box score scout, you get fooled. That's why you got to watch these games. If you look at the Vanderbilt game, you say, what? He had like three touchdowns and interception. Like, Quinn was good last week. But really, the interception was a bad one. And yeah, and I think he had a good quarter and a half, but the Longhorns didn't just move the ball up and down the field. I think it was very, very – I think he's just been very, very average this year. But I do think he knows the offense better than Arch. But, man, Arch's athleticism, I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens by the time they get to that Aggie game,
Is Quinn Ewers Will Levis? All his completions. I remember when Jeremy comes into your office, you were like, hey, Jeremy, you got to watch the tape. Every pass is behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he had a lot of those. Quinn was also Quinn's not accurate. I don't think he has a lot of juice on the field. Like, I don't know. I don't feel it with Quinn. He doesn't feel like a starter. There's a lot of these quarterbacks. It's going to be. I don't know. We'll see. If you can get two quarterbacks out of every class, it's been a pretty good class. And maybe Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders are the two. Dylan Gabriel doesn't have pro potential, but I just want, like, I don't care because we got our quarterback, even though he's not to the MVP status I thought he was going to be. But let's see what happens when the offensive line gets healthy. Let's see what happens.
Well, and let's see the second half of the season.
Oh, wait, the offensive line is completely healthy this year.
That's all you have to do is win.
Remember that last year? When the offensive line gets healthy, they are healthy all year long.
Well, let's see. We got a lot of football left. And so, you know, you win, you keep on winning, and all of a sudden you're in the MVP conversation. And we'll see if he is. We got a break. We got to talk about your home loan. We got to talk about whether or not you want to buy a home. Whether or not – are you not sick of renting? Are you not sick of giving your money? This is how you build wealth, is owning stuff, okay? And especially property. Well, I can't do it. I don't have – yes, you can. Call Kent Jones at DreamRate and let him tell you, give you a scenario quote. You find a house that you might like, or you just say, here's what we got. Here's what we can put down. What will my payments be on a house that is around this much money? A $150,000 house, a $200,000, $300,000 home. Find out what your mortgage is going to be. Kent Jones can find you the perfect mortgage for you, okay? And here's the deal. The difference between him and other brokers or these gigantic companies that are putting their names on bowl games and golf tournaments, he's going to work his ass off for you. That's the difference. You're just a number to those other guys, to those big companies. Not with Kent. He's going to work his ass off to make sure that you get the perfect loan for you and save you thousands of dollars, not only through the life, but at the signing. At signing, you're going to save thousands of dollars. I can't promise it, but I'm telling you, it happens every time. It happens all the time for Kent. 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN, or 975loans.com. Tell Kent you heard it right here.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
University of Houston Cougars, they take on the Kansas State Wildcats Saturday, November 2nd, 2:30 at TDECU Stadium. Get ready for an afternoon of thrilling plays, hard-hitting action, and unforgettable moments. Nothing beats the tradition, pageantry, and the roar of the crowd at a college football game. And it's their blackout special. So you get a ticket and a t-shirt for just $30. To grab this deal, go to uhcougars.com/black. That's uhcougars.com/black. Come early, be loud, and wear black and pack TDECU Stadium. We're going to give you a chance to get some tickets right now. So caller 6 right now, 713-780-3776. Wins a pair of tickets to the Cougs versus Kansas State on Saturday. Caller 6 right now. Now back to John and Lance.
But as we established earlier, not blackface, though. Don't wear blackface.
No.
No.
No, wear a black T-shirt. Or
black T-shirt,
a right. black Cougs hat or just a black regular hat right. To set up the blackout for the Cougs versus K-State.
Right.
No, don't do anything extra. Like, you don't want to be one of those people who loses their job on Halloween because they want to dress up as a black person? Don't do that. Don't do that at the Cougs game. Keep your job.
Dress up in a black T-shirt.
Yes. That's the clear thing they're pushing.
That's what we mean by that. All right. So there's that. Again, a reminder, Thursday night, Knicks Place, let's go. We want you to be there. This is a quick segment because we're way behind because Lance was talking. I just don't understand this. Connecticut fired their head coach. She's pretty hot. And it looks like the Fever are going to hire her. So that's good for her.
Wait a minute.
No, Gilbert's on the line. Gilbert's on the line. No, he's trapped. That's a bait. That's a bait.
We can go to break and get to Gilbert on the other side. Gilbert wants to talk Dodgers baseball.
Okay, yeah, we haven't even talked about the games because they're terrible.
I bet Gilbert was not happy about the death of Fernando Valenzuela.
He did try to get in last week, I think. We didn't get to him, though.
We didn't get to him?
No. Right. We had other things to do. But isn't this a perfect thing? I know you hate the Dodgers, but at least the series is going to be over quickly and the Yankees will get embarrassed.
It's at four games, it's better.
And the Yankees are completely embarrassed by it. Right, and that's the best thing.
And I'll be out of town when they're having their parade here. It's going to be Friday.
The parade will be Friday?
It's going to be Friday. The parade's Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, Friday. If it goes the distance, it's going to be Monday, but it ain't going the distance, so it's going to be Friday. So congratulations. I won't be here. I'll be happy not to be here.
That sucks. I wish you were in town for the parade.
No, I don't. I don't want to be there. I want to be in Houston.
76 trombones at the big parade. You know what?
What does that have to do with?
I don't know. I don't know. It's from a musical. I don't even know what musical it is.
Yeah, it's 76 trombones. When you shoot 76, if somebody says, hey, what'd you shoot today? I shot trombones.
Oh, is that what it's called?
That's what you say. Yeah, trombones.
Okay.
76.
You've got, forget what I was going to say. Let's get Gilbert in here.
We could go to break and get him on the other side.
What if he hangs up again?
Oh, well, he wouldn't ever call back, right?
Oh, well.
We missed his last call.
Yeah, but listen.
It must be time for you to feed him since you're coming back in town. See, that's why John's nervous. He just said he's coming back into town.
Yeah, but I'm really, really swamped. So I want to talk about GimmeTheVin.com. That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about calling John Clay Wolf because John Clay Wolf is going to buy your car for more. It's kind of a simple plan. He pays more for your vehicle. That's all. I mean, it's not what a complicated business plan we have here. No. He just gives you more for your car. That's all. And he knows what it's worth, and he says, I'll give you more. Okay? Go to CarMax. CarMax won't beat me, so go to CarMax, and CarMax is going to say, sorry, we can't give you that. But if that CarMax says, oh, no, we'll give you more for that, okay, that's great. You know what I'll do? I'll send you $100. That's the guarantee that John Clay Wolf gives you, that CarMax won't beat him, because if they do beat him, he'll give you $100. Now you got to go back to John Clay Wolf and say, hey, this is what they offer me, and you say, okay, that's fine, but guess what? John Clay Wolf says, I'll give you more than that. And then here we go. But here's the deal. You will guarantee yourself that you're going to get the most for your car by making one call. Even CarMax beats it. You're going to get more because you go to GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.